On Good Friday, we do not, the only day of the year, we do not confect the Eucharist. The bread and wine does not become the body and blood of Christ on Good Friday. The Eucharist that we will receive was consecrated last night, the Mass of the Last Supper. And this is true and has been true for 2,000 years. It is true today. The hosts that were consecrated for today are sitting in the back temporary tabernacle set up in the back safe room. And we will bring out those hosts later after the adoration of the cross for you to receive Jesus Christ himself in the Eucharist. But throughout the church, for the past 2,000 years, and every church, when this communion is over on Good Friday, the Eucharist that remains is not saved. It is not. It is buried as Jesus will be buried in the tomb. Priests do it in many different ways. I have in past years buried it in the garden in the backyard of the rectory. Last few years, I would bury the remaining hosts in the back. A couple years, we didn't put out enough hosts for an Holy Thursday. I was breaking hosts on Good Friday. There was nothing to bury. This is true. It symbolizes Jesus' burial in the tomb. Last couple of years, we've been burying the hosts right outside that side door out there. Very nice. And as I get older and get slower, I've been getting to get some help in this matter. My servers have been absolutely marvelous in helping me with this. And this year, Mackenzie will be digging the hole. Show him the shovel. This is for real. I'm not making any of this up. This happens all over the world. There's a shovel, so you know it happens. There you go. You may think it odd, you may think it strange, but think it through. We dig a hole. And it got me to thinking about holes. Because not long ago, my dear cousin Lorraine, who loves to do photo books of family members, she loves to do it. I was looking through an old one, and there was a picture of my dad digging a hole. And I remembered it. I was probably, well, probably as young as Ben over here, because you're younger than Mackenzie, about his age. My dad was building a garage. We didn't have a garage. Dad wanted to build a garage. We were all excited about the garage. So my dad went out with a shovel and started digging a trench. Didn't make any sense to me. I thought he was going to build something up. He was digging down. I didn't know at the time. I was a child. But what my dad was doing was digging the foundation. And being that Michigan winters, even with global warming, are still pretty bad. We had a bad one this year. And if your foundation isn't deep enough, that's going to crack that foundation and cause you a lot of problems. My dad went 3 feet down. And he dug that foundation by hand. When we dig holes, when we bury the Lord, it reminds us that we have to dig that foundation deep in every single one of our lives. We have to dig. We have to dig through our selfishness. We have to dig through our envy. We have to dig through our greed. We have to dig through our sloth. We have to dig through all the things that keep us from letting that Lord in. And the more we're able to dig that out of our lives and let the Lord in, then the deeper that foundation of the Lord will be. And then when life's woes and troubles wrap up against us, because we've built out upon the foundation of the Lord and built deeply, we'll be able to withstand it. We'll be able to stand forward with it. It will not knock us down. With a deep foundation in the Lord, not even death itself can conquer us. That's the beautiful thing about the Easter season. And it's a good thing to think about on this Good Friday, that Jesus, by going to that cross, enabled us to deepen our foundation in him so that with the resurrection on Easter, the gift of eternal life is ours.